All right, here we go. Welcome to my nightmare with
Kurt
and Nicole. And we're in Loveland, Colorado.
Doing with this, our special guest star.
Train wreck.
Oh, we got a train wreck. That's why we don't use last names.
Exactly.
We don't have to sign waivers.
Yep.
So, I'm looking at the sky. We got another clear blue sky. We have 6 inches on the ground this morning.
Finally not snowing.
Well, not snow. I love the snow, you know me.
Yeah, but you can't snowboard in the snow if it's not snowy.
Well, if the mountain's not open and everybody's cut off. What's going on, train wreck? Everybody's got a nightmare.
Everybody.
What's your nightmare today?
Today?
Yeah.
I gotta figure out where the hell to move. I got a camper I gotta fucking move. I got three farm trucks I gotta move.
What?
I got a motorcycle that needs to be repaired. Fucking.
So you have a real nightmare going on there. Let's see.
Plus my music shit takes up a lot of time. So
what do you play for music?
I'm actually an underground recording artist.
Underground? So, all right, I'm from Strangleweed and I perform with a lot of artists. Done a lot of shit over time, but it was what it is. And I play a shitload of originals, and the reason why we stopped today is so I could play guitar, because when we came down here, we came down from Vail. I was doing search and rescue in Vail, and then her restaurant got shut down, my business got shut down, the mountain got shut down.
No jobs.
And so I didn't bring a guitar with me, so I gotta go in and play for a minute, so I can keep my sanity, you know? And then I'm having my Takamine shipped out to me from freaking Louisville, Kentucky, believe it or not. And my Strat is there too.
Nice.
But I have to take a break and do some shit. And we're in Loveland, Colorado, which is a beautiful spot. It's not bad at all.
Nope, not at all.
You know?
Learning in the Loveland area. Meeting new people. Like,
that's cool beans.
Yeah, it's cool beans. So this girl used to be a stuck up girl in high school. I met her.
She's a fucking bitch, apparently.
Yeah, I met her like 25 years ago.
28.
Alright, with Meredith. They were all the hot girls in school. And they didn't want enough to do with me because I was a fucking bad boy. I was a sponsored rider at that time.
Yeah, you weren't part of our.
No, I wasn't part of your fucking stupid clique. Bitches. He already knows what I'm talking about. So yeah, this is my photo in Trans World magazine back in the day. I was sponsored by Nitro.
Oh, that's nice.
A long time ago. I'm old now. Falling against trucks. And anyway, what's your He's trying to trade in a camera. We're gonna get him some gas, no matter what. He's gonna make it out alive.
Where's the nearest gas station? Right
there. Try out this fucking street. 7-Eleven's right there. Doesn't fucking matter. We're just being stupid.
Yeah, apparently that's part of it. Hello, people. Say hi, because we're all quarantined, and it's so much fun to get out.
Fucking leopard.
In a parking lot.
What did I call you, leopard girl?
Leopard, flamingo.
I don't even know what you are right now. Do you want to be in Florida or you want to be in Africa?
Fucking care where I'm at.
It's mixed with Aspen, Colorado.
Oh yeah. Maybe we'll just take you to Aspen and drop you off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll walk around.
Right outside the hospital.
Celebrity or something.
Yeah, we'll give you a shot of heroin.
Kate Hudson. Cool.
Your trip. Your trip.
What?
So these guys are doing a random podcast.
Oh, yes. And we have another special guest.
She just bought a saw. She bought a skill saw. He obviously has DeWalt batteries. Because if he didn't, it wouldn't be like that.
Obviously, I do. Maybe he doesn't, but I do. So,
all right.
Yeah. It's all right for a girl to have that, right? Right. Exactly. Oh, no. I helped John with this. Like, I got my clothes all dirty. I was all good.
It's liberating for sure.
And by the way, we are.
The hell's that box?
Oh, okay.
What is in the box? She got.
Oh, this is an air compressor for art.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Small style.
Yeah, so
for like bikes and cars and all that stuff? Because I've been like wanting to do that. I think what's a better time than right now?
Don't you have blue? Yeah,
I got paint. Right? I don't think.
You guys got the paint. So you got the gun.
But the whole kicking caboodle, or however you say that. The kicking caboodle? I don't even know, but yes. I have all of it. And they have all of it too, so. If I don't have it, they have it.
Oh, I'm gonna go play guitar in a minute. For a minute.
Oh yeah, he plays the guitar and he rocks. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that because
I don't have my guitar down here because we came down from Vail.
Really?
Model my aunt's kitchen. I promised her that I would do it.
Right.
We
got out there at the right time though. Right?
Yeah. The mountain shut down. I was doing search and rescue on the mountain.
Oh no.
Yeah, everything shut down. The restaurant shut down. They closed everything down, so it was a perfect time, perfect place. We'll just do it right, you know, be real about it.
Yeah, for real. That's cool, though.
You
do that.
Yeah, we already moved through walls. It keeps expanding.
Yeah.
It's like stupid. Expansions.
People love it there, though. They love spending their money. You know what I mean? Like, Vail is like a money.
Oh, God, yeah. It's kind of annoying sometimes. People are nice, but they also can be rude. Like, could be totally slammed. Yeah, as a server.
I love it. Yeah, it shows a sign of incompetency is in my eyes.
Oh like, yeah, like they sit there and they're like the last 2 days that I worked in this whole Corona period, whatever it's called.
Corona 19. Okay, they call it Corona.
Corona.
The Kung Fu.
It's gonna be a Corona.
Let's give me another cerveza, Corona, whatever. You know. Coronavirus 19. Corona 19. You gotta have at least 19 Coronas.
Can I have 24?
Yes, you can. But now, I got home, and I was like, yeah, we're shut down. And then he's like, I got shut down from my work. So we're like, okay, so we packed our bags.
No, we bolted.
We bolted.
And I came down to Loveland, and my aunt lives right around the corner right here. And I told her I'd do her kitchen.
Yep. So that's
and she already had, like, all the material there, like, most of it. And
that's what's up.
Yeah, no, so we moved walls and busted out her kitchen, and she's happy.
Kind of. You know, nobody's ever happy. Nobody can just be like happy.
I just like to be happy.
Be bitching about something.
The thing is,
yeah, that's always nice.
I like to make you smile every day.
Oh, that's really sweet.
That's the truth, though.
But that's sweet. That is sweet, though.
Have you ever seen? Okay, so there's this Netflix thing called Happy.
Uh-huh.
It has this little unicorn. It's happy but sinister.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like.
It is very weird.
It's kind of like Mr. Pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is like super stupid.
So if y'all listening, maybe watch it, but it is like, yeah. And we're on Spotify.
And Anchor, Baker. We have to advertise.
Yeah.
Go to Facebook.
We got a release coming out in 420. It's called Uber Weed.
Oh, my daughter is going to be totally into that.
Yeah?
Yeah. What are you guys doing on that one?
Releasing it.
Oh, I see you're like, yeah.
Alright, well, when it comes with the release party, there's all sorts of things you gotta do to make it run through, you know? So. What did you just do, Dark?
She was just telling me that she felt like very, very special that you try to make her smile every day, so she said.
That's awesome, because I like to make you smile. Even
nice.
Though you're wearing, you look like a leopard. And
hey, she's in the best leopard ever.
Yes, I wear leopards and flamingos on my feet.
You know what I mean? She's a flamingo.
We were
trying to think about that earlier.
Yeah.
What would it be called? Leopard, flamingo, combined.
How do you do that?
A lefingo.
A lefingo.
A lefingo.
Okie dokie.
There we go.
How do you manage that one?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know, but that's what it is.
A lefingo.
Yep. That's right. Whatever. That's what it is.
I don't care. She's eating ice cream. I'm jealous.
Yep.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Still there.
A leopard flamingo. A lepra
All right. You guys want to hear me play guitar?
Well,
we're going to knock it down with this guy.
What time is it?
I don't have my watch on.
I got
an Iron Man watch.
Press the freckle or freckle press the hair.
It's 4:09. You got 6 minutes.
For what time?
4:09.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, 420 is going to come out.
Oh, yeah. We've already passed 420, but I'm trying to go get him a pipe before they close, too.
Oh, shit.
Because we don't have one, and
I wish I had. I think I have one in the backpack.
But that's yeah, which is my pipes. Anders stole one, and then there's another one.
Go, oh, Andrew, huh?
No. Anders is my son. He's 6 years old.
Oh, whoa, bad mom. No. I was like, whoa, this took a whole new spin here. I'm like, whoa, mom, whoa.
No, I was going to the bathroom, I looked down, and there's this pipe sitting there, and I went into his room, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? He was like, mom, it fell in my pocket. I'm like, well, it fell in your pocket. Where'd you get it?
Right.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm going to try and sell it to the freshman in the high school. And I'm like, no, you're not.
See, starting young. I mean, he can't.
He's trying to ride with the people that I ride with.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, but.
He's about to fall off our license plate.
Yeah, totally.
We can just take it off.
It's fine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be good. I got a student charge.
He's just learning young, you know, and it's like, you know.
Always keep a knife in your pocket.
Work young. Yeah. I mean, it's not the best decision.
I don't. Not only.
But no, he's actually a really good hitting. He's like straight.
Back now, but you silly rabbit.
All this. That's why I look down.
Everything
like,
else, but.
Going to the bathroom. I look down like.
Here, you got to hold on to this. Cause I'm finding it. What? Hey, it's 9/11.
Oh yeah. Okay. Whatever. Hi. And. This. I don't know. It's still in my.
What if he turned around and was like, "Mom, can you tell me what this is?" What would you do then? You'd be like, "This is things. These are for adults that make us happy in life."
Yeah.
Because we get so stressed out, we have nothing else that we can do except for talk to this little piece of glass right here.
Oh yeah.
Love it. Let it love me.
Right.
They laugh at you when you do bad things. Let you get away with shit, you know?
Right.
It's the only time I'm laughing at my kids when they're doing crazy shit.
Hey.
How old are your kids?
She's 1 to 3.
She's
almost 4.
So you got younger. Yep. Dadgummy, you're in for danger.
I am danger. I was prepared for this mission.
All right.
In life. Yes. Yes.
Good job.
Thanks. Good job. There's only one way to go, and that's just keep on going, you know what I'm saying?
I saw my girl play her a song because I don't have my guitar there right now. But.
So how do people find you? You said Facebook, all kinds of weird ways.
Spotify, Anchor.com, and.
And what are you called?
Welcome.
Walk into my nightmare with.
Well, I have to do it with my voice.
Walk into my nightmare?
Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt.
And Nicole.
On Spotify and Anchor.com.
You know what? That is awesome. I'm going to listen because you guys are great.
We're stupid funny.
Funny is the best funny, though, you know?
His aunt was like, how do you guys, like, script this beforehand? We're like, you don't do that. You just...
Free ball it.
Yeah. You just go out.
That's why people like it.
We have a special guest. We don't say the last name.
Right.
You just sit there and go... So we're here with so-and-so, and then you go on and tell him funny stories.
Yeah, I'm going to play you a song.
Of your nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, this was not a nightmare, but I love meeting you guys.
Hey, everybody has a little bit of a nightmare.
I know. I was terrified.
Appreciate you, brother. Rock and roll, man. Always.